Good morning, Robbo.
Very exciting week. It's Writers' Week this coming weekend in Bendigo, which is always a great time. And I know for you and Miss Batterhams and Mackenzie Quarters, big weekend.
Oh, my God, huge. The air is alive with writers. Can I say that? I don't know.
Well,
I feel like that's like, you know, have the song of music. Yeah. Or, yeah, that's where I was going with that.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
That was
the hills are alive.
The hills are alive.
And they ate
but
my sister.
The streets of Bendigo. What? The streets are alive with writers.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. So, and for us, we're kicking things off tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're like the opening act.
So tell us what's happening. What do you got on?
So today we've got two things going on. Mm. So we've got Annie Smithers.
Mm.
So she's got a lovely little restaurant, Le Fumeur, in Trentham.
Right.
Not just like neighbouring.
Yeah.
And she has a farm as well. So what she does is she produces all the produce on her farm and then serves it up in her restaurant. She's
right.
Written numerous books. She's like the guru of all things sort of home provincial cooking.
Yeah. So when you have someone like that, like, do they have input to the menu or not?
Yeah, she's going to totally, she's designed the whole menu.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's a little bit different with her. So what she's doing is she's doing a demonstration. So she's just said, I'm going to do a something to start, we're going to do something main, and then a dessert. So, and again, seasonally driven, because what's in her garden is what she's going to be able to work with.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I've got 50 tickets that we've sold, and everyone will sort of gather around, sit around, and then she'll do demonstrations. And we're actually working with Sonia Anthony from Masons.
Oh,
she's going to be her first assistant.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely little duo. They'll have lots of fun together. And so Annie will demonstrate, and then we'll cook it up in the kitchen for her and then serve up little samples as we go through the demonstration.
Beautiful.
Fun. Really interactive, lots of questions, lots of time for conversation and a bit of a laugh. And he's a hoot.
Yeah. Oh, good. That sounds really nice. And maybe just a bevy or two?
Yeah. Well, the bar's always open at our place.
Okay. So what else is happening then?
Well, after that, so that's like a lunchtime activity. And then Matthew Evans is coming into town. So I don't know if you remember, he used to be, he was the gourmet farmer on SBS. He was the host.
I have seen that show 100 times. My partner is addicted to the SBS Food Channel.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So, no, I've seen it. You know, I just always struggled a tiny bit. And I know it's great in a way, but, you know, you'd have the little picture of the little calf and what have you that he's patting, and then
no.
By the end of the show they're eating it. You know? So, but I also understand that's, you know, far better and
more sustainable,
sustainable
yes.
And less cruelty than some of the other ways.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have always had this issue that I love cows, but I do love eating them as well.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's a challenge, that
yeah,
one, isn't it?
It is.
Yes. Well, actually, he's not cows. He does have, I think he's got cows on the farm, but he's actually, it's all about the pigs.
Oh, right.
Because it's the fat pig farm.
Right.
So when they breed eat, I don't know what to
butcher
say then.
Would be
I
the
was
word,
like, butcher's
yeah.
a really cruel word. Wessex saddleback pigs.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, so he has, you know, and they do the similar to what Annie has. They have he's got a bigger farm, I think, but a farm and then the restaurant attached to that, and then everyone sort of is eating what produce is made on the farm.
So let me guess now. I'm going to use my sixth sense and say, I reckon there could be pork on the menu.
There's, yeah, you might be right.
Wow.
Not here, no, yeah. But so he's written a book called Soil. And soil is actually so all about, obviously, and we'll discuss this during the course of the evening, but how different flavours, that products can have different flavours depending on the type of soil it's used.
Okay.
So we're going to use something sort of locally. So an ingredient, secret ingredient, can't tell anyone what it is yet.
Right.
And that ingredient, will there be a comparison of that ingredient here and the soil that we have here, and then perhaps from somewhere else as well.
Is the book for over 18s? Because I'm just saying soil sounds as though it could be a bit
dirty. Look at you go. That was a dad joke.
I know, terrible.
And never too early for a dad joke.
No. So, listen, that sounds fantastic.
Mm.
I guess the issue is, can people still get in to take part and experience
this? Yes, yeah.
This?
Well, good question, Robbie, because we actually did sell out quite quickly of these events. But as we're all familiar, there's a little COVID problem that happens time to time. Pops up. I don't know about your world, but happens in mine.
Yes.
So we have got a few more tickets that are going to be available today because of some COVID cancellations. So if people want to give us a call and snap those up, I'll pop it on the socials as well. But 5444 2497. Mm-hmm. So 5444 2497. Give us a call at Miss Batterham's and just see if there's any spare COVID available tickets.
Well, listen, all the very best with it. It sounds like an exciting weekend, and I know when you're hosting something like this, it's still quite stressful in a way because obviously, you know, you want it to be absolutely perfect as well. So not that you need luck, but all the very best with it. And
thank you.
Thanks for talking to us today, and we'll talk again next week.
We will. Okay. Thank you.